Siman Shin Chaf, Sif Yates. The next two Sifim, Yates and Chaf, talk about the lochos of Tzveya, of Tzviya, of dying, and specifically as it applies to foods. The Mechaber says Sif Yates to put karkum is a spice that provides color, into a tavsh or into a cooked food is mutter. You don't worry about Tzveya because ain't Tzviya ba'ichlam. There's no malach of Tzveya by food. And the Mishnah Berurah says therefore you could pour red wine into white wine, even though it's going to make the white wine red. The Mishnah Berurah then brings Machlek Zachrenim. What if the intention why you're doing it is in order to color the white wine and make it red? Not just that it happens to make it red, but that's your intention. The Pimigam is Mashba, that's still mutter, even if your kavana is to give a certain color to the food or drink. But from the Nishmas Adam, which is written by the Chayyadam, it would seem that one should avoid this. And the Bialach explains the Nishmas Adam brings a little bit of a raya from the Gemara. The Gemara has a Shaila and Shabbos Tavayin, hey, why Sheikhid is Chayiv? One by the Omar holds it at Tzaveya because you're coloring the meat by the base of Shechita, by the place where it's shechted, with the blood. So even though you're coloring meat, still you see it's a Malach of Tzaveya. The Maisa, the Bialacha says that it's not a raya, because the Arzurua says that the issue over there is that you're coloring the skin of the base of Shechita, but not the actual meat. And the skin of the animal, that's not an oichel. In any case, in the Shmas Alam, it would seem that one should not intentionally color food. The Begum says it's fine. The Mishnah Berurah says that one cannot intentionally make color on Yain Sar, Vishnabs, or Dvash, or honey, change the color in order to cause people to buy from it, buy it from you. It's also a problem for the Chol. Also, one cannot put salamonim, that's like the sediments that make dye out of, into a pitcher of water and stand it up by the window, connected to the Shemesh, connected to the sun, in order to make dye out of it. And that's the Shal of Deraisa. Sivchav, the Machab brings that some say that somebody using berries or other fruits that you get like coloring and get juice on your fingers, you have to be careful not to touch with your colored fingers, not to touch clothing or like a tablecloth or something like that, because it's the problem of Tzveya. However, if you dip your bread into a mashka, that's not a problem because it's ain't Tzveya. Now, the Mishnah explains the fact that your fingers and your face, they get colored, that's not a problem. Because it's the only Tzveya, the only problem with Tzveya is something where it's dark or it's Tzveya, where the derech is to color it. That's just a problem with Tzveya. So, clothing, the derech is the coloring, so you want to have a certain color clothing. The tablecloth, the same thing, anything made of material. But your hands, face, those things, no problem of tzviya on. Even though we do have that woman that is not allowed to put on makeup, it's a machine gun with Siv Chafei. There, the derech is a woman puts makeup on her face because she wants to look nice like that. But getting the juice and the fruit on your fingers, on your face, that's not a problem of tzviya b'chlal. Only putting it on the napkin, on the tablecloth, on the begonim, those types of things. The Mishnah Berurah says that those are mekel, they're not worried about the color from the fruit juice getting onto the napkin, the tablecloth, the clothing, because it's derech luchluch. And Mishnah Berurah says if there's no way to avoid it, it's yafshli zarbazat, you can make a b'samech on them. To put the red fruit juice onto a red beged, the Mishnah Berurah brings along Ram, that's even worse, because there you're helping color the beged and perfect the redness of the beged. The basics of Malach of Tzveya, Mishnah Berurah says, someone's Tzveya thread that's 4 tefachim long, or any thread that's long enough, or any fiber that's long enough that you can make a thread out of it, is chayiv. Only if it's 7 meskayim, if the color is going to last, but if it's not meskayim, it's not going to last, that's potter aval asar v'derabanan. Well, making dye, putting the materials together to make a dye, the Rambam, that's also part of the Malach of Tzveya. But the Rambam holds the Malach of Tzveya is only when you dye something else, and making the dye itself, that would not be the Malach of Tzveya. Also, putting the ink and the salmonim and the sediments into water could be a problem of lush. Let's move on to some Shinchaf Aleph. The Mechaber discussed certain types of grasses that are sometimes used for Michael Behemoth for animal food and sometimes used for firewood. So, if you put them away to use them for firewood, then you cannot use them on Shabbos for your behemoth because now you put it aside in the muktzah. However, if you did not put it away for firewood, whether you made it that should be used for Michael Behemoth for animal food or you had nothing in mind, then the stomach is that it's meant for animal food for Michael Behemoth and then it's not muktzah. You could break off little pieces with your hand and even eat it because they could be used a little bit for human consumption as well, not just for Michael Behemoth. But you cannot cut them with a kli, that's a problem of the chol. Also, you can like with the ends of your fingers, you can break them into small pieces, but you cannot do it with your own hand. It's also a problem of the chol. Sif Beis, the Mechaber discusses making meimelch, making salt water. And the Mechaber says one cannot make a large amount of salt water to put into the vegetables that are preserved, into the pickled vegetables, because it's similar to ibud, to what a tanner does to leather. Although we pask and there's no ibud ba'ichlam, that's only midraisa. Midrabban Mishnah explains there will still be a problem. Now, what if making a lot of meimelch with salt water, not because you're putting it into the kvashim, into the preserved pickled vegetables, but for other reasons? So then, Mishnah brings a taste of Shabbos as mutter, Eli Rabba says it's still also it's mash in the eerie also, that only a little bit you can make this nicker, you're just making it for short term to have it for now. But to make a lot, it looks like you're doing it with Tzarecho, you're doing it looking good for tomorrow, for Sunday, and therefore you cannot make a lot of mei melech. Only a small amount that you can put into the food that you're eating right now. To make water and melech together, that's going to be 2/3 melech. That's also even a small amount. That's a bigger problem. That's a problem in and of itself. But if it's not 2/3 melech, which usually it's not, so then a small amount is okay. A large amount will be a problem, whether because you're putting it directly into the kvashim now, or like the rabbi says, it looks like you're doing it tzarechol. Now, if you put shemen into the mayim first, or shemen into the melech first, then when the mayim and the melech meet, there's already shemen in one or the other, then it's mutter.